Why did you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Pygmy Lush with a track called Penny on My Deathbed is taken from the brand new album called Old Friends. They're based out of Virginia and they're comprised of several post-rock and screamo bands from over the years. Bands such as City of Caterpillar, Page 99, and Des Arc. The track that you just heard featured the vocals of Amy Argoat. She's one of the main members of Des Arc and a fellow artist out on the same label, Law of It Records. Pygmy Lush and Des Arc just finished a tour this past April, but sadly there was no Vancouver dates. You're listening to CITR Radio. This is Canada Post Rock, and I am P-Bone. I'll be with you until 1 a.m. tonight, and tonight on the program, tracks from a mysterious noise artist based out of Windsor, Ontario, named Fortunately Everything Dies. Later on, it tracks from Bodoof Songs, The Caretaker, some alternative hip-hop out of Edmonton with Zadika, and also a look at some of the work of Zach Condon, who's also playing shows this week in Vancouver starting tomorrow with his band Beirut. But first on the program tonight, this from Azita is a track called Better End in Time.
Important one.
And at the top of that set was Zita Yousefi with a track called for her first solo album called Enantia Dromia out on Drag City Records. That was Better End in Time. And she has a really deep and husky vocal style, kind of backed with a bit of a post-jazz and kind of R&B sound with a lot of jazzy piano on that album. She was a former member of a no-wave act called Scissor Girls. She's previously worked with Weasel Walter of the Flying Glutenbachers. And that track that you heard featured John Herndon and Jeff Parker. Those guys are also in the post-rock group known as Tortoise. And I've heard, but I can't confirm this, that she has actually been somewhat romantically involved with one of the members of Tortoise, is what I've heard. Azita has put out 4 albums out on Drag City Records, and she has a new album that's due out this September called Disturbing the Air. After Azita, you heard a track from The Wash from a Canadian artist named Krista Muir. It's off her new album called Between Atoms. This is CITR Radio, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I am P-Bone, and ways you can contact this show include www.citr.ca, as well as www.canadapostrock.ca, this show's website. And you can also email me, pbone@canadapostrock.ca. Final Fantasy is the previous moniker of the work of Owen Pallett. He's since moved on due to legal reasons from that name, and now he is simply known as Owen Pallett. In 2008, he released a series of 2 EPs out on the Blox Recording Company. One was called Spectrum 14th Century, and the other one was called Pace to Please. Just 2 really nice EPs, just kind of steeped in rich Balkan and folk music and a lot of the Baroque pop style that he gets tagged with quite a bit. This, from the Spectrum 14th Century album, is called The Butcher.
Doomsday, the end of the century. but you'll never stop it, no. In the workhouse, a plague on the poor. Now I beat on my drum till I'm dead. Yesterday a fever, tomorrow St. Peter. I'll beat on my drum until then. What melody will lead my lover from his bed? What melody?
Bro, this show is going to rule.
You've heard that a lot, right? I keep hearing it about ganglions, cuckoo chaos, and Indian wars, August 14th at the Electric Owls Social Club.
These guys are totally off the his hook.
Ganglions come from Sacramento and play psychedelic pop. San Diego's cuckoo chaos have a funny vampire weekend thing going on. Indian wars are Vancouver's garage band heroes, and I'm not talking about the video game.
It is going to be mad sick.
Believe the hype. Ganglions, Cuckoo Chaos, and Indian Wars, August 14th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street. Learn more, including ticket information, at winniecooper.net.
Concert of the Millennium.
It's brought to you by your good friends at winniecooper.net, Beatroot Magazine, and CITR 101.9 FM.
And that was Beirut with Cliquot, a beautiful track taken from the Flying Club Cup, or Flying Club Pop album that came out in 2007. And that track features vocals of Owen Pallett, who also appears extensively on the album doing various string arrangements. Like I said, it came out in 2007 on the Bada Bing label out of New York. A great label that Zach has been involved with since he started releasing records. And he has stuck with them, even due to his massive fame and success over his career. Before that, you heard something from Final Fantasy, a track called The Butcher. It also featured the work of Zach Condon. And don't forget, Beirut will be playing two shows this week here in Vancouver, two sold-out shows at the Commodore Ballroom. So yeah, be there or be square. So now, for something a little bit different on the program, you're going to hear something from Zadika. She's an alt-female hip-hop MC based out of Edmonton, and she's on the mostly hip-hop label called Little Whore Records. She's been involved with and appeared on Corvid Lorax's album, another artist on Little Whore Records. And she was also in a group called E Shadi Bin Wiza, and they're a hip-hop collective based out of Edmonton. And she has a second album out called Peace the Resistance. From this album, you're going to hear a track called 10 Times.
Ten times the light that gets refracted, 10 times the love we keep intact, it grows up like an adolescent. 10 times the new moon is to the crescent. 10 times 10, 100 actions push on through like strong contractions. Counterpoint to counterpoint, my judgment now seems out of joint, but follow me 10 times around the energy of a screaming crowd calling 10 times and 10 times louder. The message carries 10 times the power. Don't underestimate the weight of interaction when we relate 10 times. Now you stay close to me like I'm a siren, you're the sea. I shine 10 times the light when you're with me. You stay under my wing, my blood will make you sing. Improve my moves before you shake that thing. Now you stay close to me like I'm a siren, you're the sea. I shine 10 times the light when you're with me. You stay under my wing, my blood will make you sing. Improve my mood before you shake that thing. You stay the same, but you just get brighter and go through all the tongue trials to get much tighter. The way you throw your flow so slow, educate about some subtlety and patience, don't you know? It took a long time to run into the concubine. We met for breakfast on the corner at 8:45. I miss my ride and decide to make up for lost time by running bare boots backwards the line to everything you left behind. Don't mind the way things seem to change to suit your point of view. I wait to feel the fact of freedom and realize that I grew. I'm way too close to falling. I dreamed that I flew. I stay close to you. You stay under my wing, my blood will make you sing. Improve my mood before you shake that thing. Now you stay close to me like I'm a siren, you're the sea. I shine 10 times the light when you're with me. You stay under my wing, my blood will make you sing. Improve my mood before you shake that thing. Now you stay close to me like I'm a siren, you're the sea. I shine 10 times the light when you're with me.
Thank you. Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And that was Austra with The Future, and that's a track taken off her fantastic new album called Feel It Break, out on Domino Records. And she just completed a tour with Cold Cave and apparently is back home in Toronto right now. And according to Austra's Twitter account, she was actually stung by a stingray while on tour. Fortunately, Everything Dies is a mysterious electronic artist based out of Windsor, Ontario. He makes some really heavy textured electronica, and it's almost kind of eerie sounding at times. His CD cases are taken from various top 40 artists and are usually scribbled out with marker and written with his own name and track titles. Word around the campfire is that he's a former college radio music director, and that's where he gets all his top 40 CD cases from. The CD that CITR has here is an old David Guetta CD that he reappropriated and made into his own. From the album called Horror that they just put out, this track is called Manos. Back. You're listening to CITR Radio. I'm P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. You can check out the show website at www.canadapostrock.ca. The Caretaker is an artist whose music is entirely based on the movie The Shining by Stanley Kubrick. His music is very reminiscent of the Ligeti score, and it has a thick wash of eerie electronics with a haze of static and a very quiet and very subtle organs underneath the mix. The Caretaker is the work of a fellow named James Kirby, based out of Stockport, England, and several of his releases can be downloaded for free at the brainwash.com website. Just do a search for Caretaker and you should be able to find most of them. You're about to hear a title track from a 2008 album called Persistent Repetition of Phrases. And don't forget, you've always been the caretaker. and Bodouf Songs with a track called Down Among the Mashers Part 2. Bodouf Songs is the work of Matt Sweet, not Matthew Sweet, but Matt Sweet from Southampton. His songs are a hazy mix of melancholic folk, ambience, and even slowcore. He's released several albums out on Cranky Records, and what you heard was an EP called There's Something Hanging Above, and it was released on Under the Spire Records. Tonight, I'm going to leave you with a release that I picked up from the recent Zulu Records Vinyl Appreciation Night. If you've never been, I definitely recommend checking out the next one whenever it is. Our Love Will Destroy the World is a drone and noise-based band out of New Zealand. They make thick and heavy, earth-shaking drone tracks, and they also have put out splits with Naja, which is based out of Toronto. Our Love Will Destroy the World is made up of Campbell Neal, who used to go under the name Birchville Cat Motel. They have a pretty large body of work that's definitely worth exploring. From a release called Stillborn Plague Angels, this track is called Chinese Emperors and the Army of Eternity Over Prehistoric Texas. Thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. Stay tuned to CITR for some more great programming. Good night.